What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Down Low. It's me, Mike.
And it's your boy, Lucas.
And today we got a special guest,
Cameron Runner.
So, first of all, guys, this is a freshman on the girls' basketball team who had just went against Lindenwood and had 30 points, had went 4-for-7 from the three-point line, and did amazing. Did 50% from the field goal, going 9-for-18, which is amazing. Cam, how are you feeling after that game?
I feel like I definitely have growth as a freshman, looking at the other stats. I feel good from a team perspective, though. The fact that we battled back after getting down by, I want to say their biggest lead was 17 points. Damn. So that was improvement. But I don't feel good fouling out or the way we went down about the game. But
I didn't even know you fouled out because I was wondering why you weren't there. I only saw the overtime, the last part of it.
Yeah, but I was watching the box score until I finally got ESPN Plus. Then I finally got to watch. But
thanks, Fudge.
I was scared at like halftime. Y'all was down 25-40, and the next you know, come back because I had washed my clothes. So like, I'm like going in and out of ESPN. Then I look back, now you're only down 2. Next thing you know, y'all up. It was just a good game. But just a couple questions I have to ask you. When did you first start playing basketball? Like, what got you into it?
So I have two older sisters that played basketball. My parents played basketball, so we're a basketball-oriented family. So ever since I was born, like, I had a basketball in my hand or I was in the gym. Like, my parents coached growing up. They coached my sisters. They coached other teams. It's all I've ever known.
Mm. Nice, nice.
No brothers?
No brothers.
How many siblings you got all together?
I just have the two older sisters. Oh, okay. I'm the youngest.
Real. How does it feel to be, like, a younger sibling?
It feels good because I can learn from their mistakes, and I don't have to personally do the mistakes and do the learning. I just learn from them, which is easier. So shout out to them.
What was like your key moment in high school that shaped you as the athlete you are right now?
I would say my junior year of basketball, we had a good group of seniors that graduated, and a lot of the basketball load fell on me, and my coach looked to me to respond. I had to essentially carry the team, which was not an easy task. Like, my coach asked a lot of me, and he used me as an example in practices. There was one time in practice where he pulled me aside. It was a bad practice, and he was like, I'm going to rip into you, and it's going to be bad, but I need to get through to the team. So the team had their water break. We come back. He absolutely belittles me as we're running down and backs continuously. Oof. And yeah, that year was rough, but I responded.
Real.
You think your high school coach was a little harder than Coach Robin?
Honestly, it's different when you get to the college level because it's a business, and I'm still learning that. Mm. But she does demand a lot of me. I think my high school coach, there were moments where he was harder on me. Mm. I won't lie.
Yeah.
But I mean, Coach Robin, like, this is her job.
Right.
So she just pushes me in a sense that, hey, like, you got to do good for the team to do good.
Yeah.
Nice.
So what made you choose UE, and how has the experience been so far?
The experience has been good. What made me choose UE was I had a checkbox when I was going through this recruiting process. I was like, okay, like, I need a good education because I can't play basketball forever.
Right.
So I was like, okay, check. I was like, when I came on my visit, I met a lot of like-minded girls on the team. Check. And then I was like, you know, like, I could see myself going here. It's 3 hours away from home. Like, it makes sense. So, yeah.
Nice. And then I know you said, you know, basketball isn't forever. So, like, even if you don't continue after college, what do you want to do? Or what's something you would be interested in? What's your major?
So I'm majoring in business management and finance. I don't know what I want to do with my life yet. I do know I want to make really good money, though.
Facts.
So whatever career path that is, I will find it and climb the ladder, hopefully, and make some big bucks.
And I know you talked about education is important to you. How do you balance academics and being an athlete at the same time, especially just now coming to college?
It's a learning curve, that's for sure. I try to stay organized and prioritize, you know, what assignments and tests I have to study or do. And Alana actually taught me. She was like, one thing I had to learn coming into college was prioritizing myself over others. She was like, when you find that time and space to focus on you and your academics, like, do it.
Shout out Alana.
Shout out Alana.
So do you have like a pregame routine? Like, do you listen to a certain song or like have a certain ritual?
I do actually.
Taylor Swift?
No, I'm not a T-Swifty fan. No. Yeah. So there's a song my oldest sister introduced me to freshman year before our sectional championship game. It's called Everywhere I Go, and I listen to it during shoot around before each game, mm-hmm. when it's our own, you know, time. It's a terrible song. I don't recommend it, but I have to listen to it before every game. That's one of the things I do. I'll pray during the national anthem. I feel like a lot of athletes do that, though. Mm-hmm. I feel like mm-hmm. that's pretty normal. There's more things I could say. I'm very superstitious, mm-hmm. but listening to that song has stuck with me since freshman year of high school. Mm. Please don't listen to it. Please do not.
Look it up after this.
It's bad.
So, you know, there's a lot of you freshmen coming in this year than we've had last year. What's the team culture like, and how have you adapted to it?
Okay, so the culture coming in was a little broken, you could say. I think the returners would say that as well. Last year's season was pretty rough, and us freshmen knew that coming in. Like, it is going to be a lot on us to try and flip this program. Mm-hmm. I would say the culture, we're trying to fix it, mend it, you could say. We just want to prove the returners, like, prove to them, like, hey, like, we are capable of winning. Mm-hmm. And we want to show them, like, what it's like again, you know? Mm-hmm. Our first two wins, Wright State and SEMO, you could tell, like, they were getting that enjoyment back. And they were like, hey, like, this is possible. We are capable of winning, which was a good feeling. Yeah, we're just still working through that right now, early on in the season.
Yeah.
Are there, like, specific aspects of your game that you're focusing on to, like, improve this season?
I would say my turnovers. Mm-hmm. It's bad. And, like, I have to learn how to be aggressive and score mm-hmm. without drawing a charge. And, you know, I had 3 charges last night, mm-hmm. which is insanity.
Dang. Wait, like, you got the charge or they charged? Like, you ran into, like, them.
She ran into them.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe one of them was a moving screen. I don't even know. The refs are ridiculous at this level. But as much as I want to blame them, like, I can't change it. So I guess the turnovers I need to focus on. And just finding the balance between, like, being a scoring threat and also creating for others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I know, like, I've heard this a lot. But, like, the two hardest positions in basketball will always be the point guard and the center, because they have a lot of pressure on them. If you're a point guard, you got to look for the open man, but also care about yourself first, and also try to look to score, set your teammates up, try not to get that turnover, which can be a lot of, you know, different things going on at once. Same thing for a center. You know, you're expected to get rebounds. You're expected to pass. You're expected to screen. You're expected to do a lot of different things without messing up. Mm-hmm. So those can be hard, but, you know, you're cool right now. Not a lot of turnovers, but
it's hard not to charge, especially your play style. Like, you're a slasher, and I feel like in practice, like, especially against the girls, like, it's hard not to, like, just run into them. Cause I got a charge, like, first practice. I'm like, okay, I'm not doing this again, cause I don't want to hurt no one.
Yeah, and especially against SEMO, was it SEMO?
Yeah.
There was about, like, 50 charges on both your team and the other team, just back and forth. Because, I mean, it just depends on placement, of course. But it's just, like, every time someone gets aggressive, you know, refs are always going to call charges. So it's really nothing you can control. But it's the fact that you are attacking
Yeah.
Unless it's you, Mike, you don't take charges.
I ain't taking no charges.
She see red whenever you in front of her.
I be getting cooked. Listen.
Easy buck.
But, you know, so far, you're only, what, four games in.
Four games.
And then, you know, you got the exhibition game and you got practice. You know, you're averaging 21-5-2. What are your goals to come out of just your freshman year season?
I just want to end around a 500, around the 500 mark. Personal goals, Coach Robin expects me to be on the MVC All Freshman team, which I didn't know was a thing until she told me. So I guess that's a goal.
Freshman of the year.
Yeah, something like that. And yeah, just like change the culture, change the team into like being like having that mindset like, hey, we're capable of winning. It's not a repeat of last year, which I think is starting to turn, which is good. Really good, actually. But yeah.
Okay, so outside of basketball, what do you do? You play Fortnite or what do you do for fun?
Yeah.
I don't play Fortnite. For fun, I like to plan and organize. I have a monthly budget on a Google Sheet that I like to play around with. I'll check stocks.
Look at you.
Yeah.
She is a business major now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Makes sense. And I think that's very good because, like, a lot of people don't even use, like, planners and organizers on campus. I'm one of those people.
No.
So, like, for you to do that, that's good, you know, and that keeps you in check. So. Yeah. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of what I do. I clean. I don't know. Sometimes it's fun. I don't know. I think I just like to check the boxes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just like feel productive. But I'll teach you how to use your planner if you want.
Yes, because
planner is free. You can get one now.
I have a planner. I literally bought one on Amazon.
You bought
just
one
to not use it? Yeah, I bought one on Amazon.
They get free ones.
I know, but I don't like the UE planners. I like just the basic. I got a black and white planner, but I don't use it. So I would definitely need some help.
So much.
What's your favorite genre of music?
That's a hard one. I listen to a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
I'll listen to pop, rap, country. Depends on my mood. Right now I'm listening to a lot of Christmas music.
Yeah, I know. Look, as soon as Halloween ended, November 1st, all you hear is Mariah Carey. So like I'm already knowing the Christmas music is already coming. So
yes, I love it. But I don't know. I don't really have a favorite artist, a favorite genre. I just kind of go with the wind.
What's your favorite, is it not season, holiday?
Holiday? That's a hard one. I like Thanksgiving because of the food and family time.
Mm-hmm.
But Christmas is fun, too, because, like, you do get to sit down with your family and, like, mm-hmm. see the smiles on their face when, like, you get them a good gift. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I would say Christmas.
What's your favorite, here's a two question, favorite Christmas movie and then Christmas song?
Ooh, Christmas movie.
That's tough.
Home Alone.
Home Alone. Which one?
The
first one. Yeah.
The other ones don't count.
I don't know. The second one was good, though. When he was in, what,
was
Trapped in New York? Yeah. I like that one, too.
That was all right.
What's yours, Lucas?
I was going to say Home Alone, but she said that. But second best is probably The Grinch.
The Grinch.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
It's classic.
Yeah. Yes. I love that,
I like that one. I was going to say Home Alone, too.
You seen they made, like, a new Home Alone. It's like Home Alone 5
or
something stupid.
Once they got past the same Kevin, if it's not the... I don't like it after him. After 3, and
like,
they just started adding
kid?
People. Yeah, I don't know.
All these new toys and shit. Like, no.
Yeah. So, let's say it's the day where you don't have to eat healthy, and you just chilling. You driving. It could be driving or just in general. What's your favorite go-to, like, meal or snack?
Ooh, okay. Chick-fil-A.
Shout out Ridge.
Not Ridge. No, thank you. Chick-fil-A, yeah, a nugget meal goes a long way. I don't know. Have you ever gone to Culver's and gotten like that, those mixers?
The ice cream?
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. I'll go to Culver's. That's like my second favorite, Culver's.
Yeah.
Because I have one back in Indy, so...
Yeah.
I be going there sometimes with my friends. We, especially in high school, like after a football game, hey, everybody meet at Culver's, so like I love Culver's.
You got to get the vanilla ice cream with the nerds in it.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Bussing.
I didn't even
look, I didn't even know it would be good, but I got it when they never going back.
If you could travel anywhere, where would it be? That you haven't been?
That I haven't been?
Yes.
Ooh. I feel like I've heard really good things about, like, Aruba and its bougie environment. If it were free, I'd probably go there. Yeah, for sure.
About to look this up. Aruba.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Should I know that?
Should I know
low key? That's not that bad. Look at that.
Okay.
Right. I would go there, okay, too. Low key. Yeah. I like, that's nice.
Probably cost $1 million, but...
It's literally a fancy version of, like, the Bahamas.
Mm, okay. Makes sense. Have you been on a cruise before?
Yeah, so I actually just went on one this past summer.
Where'd you go?
Have you heard of the Mediterranean Sea?
Never been.
No. Just kidding.
Okay. Yeah. So we departed out of Barcelona, right? And so we went along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. So we hit, like, Monaco in France, and then we hit a couple Italian cities, so like Rome, Naples, I hope I pronounced that right. We hit there was another Italian city in there, and then we hit some Spain islands, so like Ibiza.
I know that.
Sound familiar.
And we hit a lot of places. It was actually really fun. It was a family vacation that my dad booked in 2020 because, of course, all the deals were out.
Yeah, that's right. COVID. When COVID, yep.
I went 2020, so it was COVID season on the cruise?
No.
Oh. That's when he bought it.
Oh, that's when he bought it, okay.
Because all the deals were going on, yeah, and so he booked it for 2024.
Yeah, that was same for me. My mom had booked it 2020, but
I didn't. And you been on a cruise, too?
Yeah, but mine was kind of same as hers. It was right before our freshman year started. It was that summer. I departed from Miami, though, and it was just the Jamaica and then the Grand Caymans was cool.
Okay.
But yeah, you went to like a billion places. Yours was cooler, but yeah. Jamaica was cool. I like it.
Well, at least you got to go on a cruise.
You'll go on.
One day.
We're going to go on one.
Bet.
But yeah, you already said that. Oh yeah, here you go. This is a good one. How would you describe your playing style and what sets you apart from others?
Playing style would be... I like to play aggressive and what sets me apart from others. I feel like my ability to either be a shooter or a driver, like typically most girls, you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to key in on their drive. Like, take that away, they're not going to score. Or some girls, you got like, okay, they're knockdown shooter, run them off the line, they can't score on me. I feel like I have versatility with both, so that helps.
Yeah, you know, you play like 2012 Jeremy Lin. Best point guard of all time.
Realistically, if I had to give you,
realistic.
I'm gonna give you both. Now, I don't know a lot of female hoopers, I will say, like, besides, like, I haven't seen you shoot any deep, deep threes, but obviously I'm going to go, like, the basic, like, Caitlin, only because you drive and shoot.
So, wait a minute. You're comparing.
I knew you were going to say Caitlin, like, Clark.
Yeah.
Because that's the only player you know.
I know
true?
Angel Reese. I know.
Okay.
I know Flage. I know. She's on the
Angel
Sparks.
Wilson. I know who that is.
She's on the Sparks.
Super.
Brink.
Yep.
So you basically know the rookie class of the WNBA.
I know. What's Tamika that
one,
Catchings.
One tall dunker girl. Liz Cambridge.
Yeah, know her. What's the girl on Phoenix? Short hair.
Brittany Griner.
Griner.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I knew more. I used to know more because my favorite team was the Lynx.
Okay.
But, oh, Sabrina.
Yeah.
I like Sabrina. Yeah. She be shooting deep threes. And then who's the girl on her team? The other, she's an all-star.
Ooh, I know who you're talking about, too.
Guard. Or a shooting guard.
Ooh, I know
her
you're
name.
About.
Do you know?
I feel like I would know the name.
I can't think of the name. But yeah, see, I know a couple.
Okay. Proved me wrong.
Brianna Stewart?
No. Stewart. Yep. Stewart. Yeah. Yep. Stewart. So I know her, too. Okay, I just, like, I know faces. Now. If I seen faces, I would know.
Yeah.
It's just I can't just top of the head like I do, like, even college. I mean, college basketball. I don't know no college basketball. But basketball, like, NBA, yeah, I know. But
yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I know most of
that. That's impressive, though. For a guy in today's day and age, like, you know
a lot of stuff.
I know a couple. I'll be watching both. I try to stay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So is there anything else you'd like to say to the world?
Ooh, yes. One question before we end this.
Oh.
I asked Tamisha this, and I want you to answer this one, too. You are a freshman, so you just came here. But for girls who are interested in playing at the higher level, what advice would you give to those seniors, juniors, just girls ready for that next level, but, you know, they just need some key to advice? What would you give them?
The only advice I could give to those girls would be to set yourself apart from the girls around you. Like, if you're playing high school ball and your mindset is very much like, okay, I want to make it to the next level. I don't know how to get there, but I'm putting in this much work and the girls around me aren't doing it the same. Like, that's okay, because those girls don't have the same goals as you. So I would say just keep grinding and don't focus too much on the differences between you and the girls around you. Just focus on the next level. Mm. Yeah.
That's good right there. Yeah. Well, guess what? I appreciate you, and I can't wait to y'all next game, because I will be watching that home or away.
Wait, who are we playing next? Who you playing?
It's Lipscomb on Saturday.
Is this away or home?
This is away.
Away. So I definitely be watching that this time now that I got ESPN Plus.
So I'm in clutch again, Fudge.
Yeah, shout out Fudge.
Shout out Fudge.
We'll be watching that, and I hope you do amazing this season. I appreciate you for coming out here.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, I got to hold on. Almost forgot. Fireside Aces Radio is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent Magazine, published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning and journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media evaluates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. All right, peace.